that we do have important work to do, but let's focus and let's try to get this done.
Personal privilege.
Hold on, Alan. I'm going to recognize Carol Wolfley. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, I just want to say that it's uncomfortable to attend a meeting and inappropriate for an officer at a meeting to yell and to continually interrupt the chair and to not honor the rulings of the chair. And I just want to acknowledge that and make a formal request that people act respectfully within the context of the meeting with no yelling and also respecting the rulings of the chair.
Thank you, Carol. And I'd like to apologize to the committee because I think I hooped and hollered too. So I'd like to apologize. But I thank you, Carol. Your point is well taken. Okay, so let's go back to what's in front of us, if we could get that done. Article 15, Section 1. Alan, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Alan. I apologize. I forgot. Go ahead.
May I ask a question for information?
Yes, Alan.
I understand you to say that something has been sent to us which we must vote on and cannot amend, but must simply vote or accept or reject. I would like to ask what that thing is that we must vote on without any amendment.
Okay, so we went through the amendment process of amending some of the language in this article, Alan. And what was left was what we are left with in front of us now. So what was amended three times was taking the language out of Article 15, Section 1, in regards to the selection of DM and PD candidates. What it meant first, Michael White from WBI wanted to delete the whole section. I amended his amendment, and I further wanted it inserted that a selection of at least four GM candidates and PD candidates be selected. William Hairwagon from WBAI amended my amendment to state that a pool of GM and GM candidates be sent to the IED and PD candidates be sent to the GM. So that's where we're at. That's what's in front of us, Alan.
That does not answer my question. May I ask the question again, please?
Yes.
Okay. You have told us that we must adopt it or reject it, but cannot amend it. We do not have the power to amend it. But now you are telling me about a whole lot of amendments that have been made. Can we amend it or can't we? And if we cannot, why are you talking about those amendments?
I'm talking about the amendments as they were exhausted. We have exhausted the amendment process, and what is left is the amendment that was approved by one vote. So that's where we are, Alan. We have exhausted the amendment process, and no further amendments are in order. So we're voting with what's left.
Order.
The main motion, Alan, there are no further
amendments.
Excuse me?
You're telling us that no amendments can be made, and now you're
amendments could be. Yeah.
Chair, I think I can clarify.
Okay, go ahead,
there's some confusion here. You were telling Nancy that she could not unilaterally change things or amend anything on her own that was sent to the committee. And I think that Alan may have misunderstood and thought that no changes or amendments could be made at any time. But we have been making amendments to the motion as presented here in this meeting. And those amendments were done I guess, correctly. So those are two different moments, shall we say.
That's my interpretation as well, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, James. Alan, I think you heard the latter, which I manage the secretary, and I think that's in regards to this article that's in front of us, we have exhausted the amendment process. According to Robert's Rules of Order, only 3 amendments maximum could be offered. So, does that clear it up for you, Alan?
Bill Flinstein.
There have been 3 amendments made, is that correct?
Yes, Alan.
Okay. In that case, there's nothing else to vote on except the final adoption, right?
Yes, sir. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. And thank you, Eileen, for your clarification.
And Bill, another clarification.
Bill?
The other part that was amended, well, just to clarify, the other part that was amended was to delete the language about flipping a coin.
Right. Thank you, Bill.
So that's not in there. And by the way, the part you were quoting from Roberts just has to do with amendments that are simultaneously on the floor. There's no limit on how many, a sequence of amendments. You just can't, you can amend an amendment, but you can't amend an amendment of an amendment. You can only do 2 levels like that.
Thank you. Nancy, does that clarify for you? Can you take the roll, or do you need me to?
Okay, we're voting on by other agreed upon method.
And the rest of the article, Nancy, not just
the whole
that.
Thing.
Oh, the whole thing. Which, and at the very end, it says by other agreed upon method.
And agreed upon method.
It doesn't say that on the bylaws. It says other agreed upon.
Well, that's why it's called an amendment, Nancy. Please accept that that's the language that has been put into this into this article.
Okay, by an agreed upon method instead of other agreed upon.
Just take the roll, please.
Upon
William.
I want to write down what we're voting on.
Well, you already wrote it down. I'm gonna take the roll, Nancy. Please, someone, please keep the tally. State your point of order, William.
You know what, Chair? I can take the vote. I just wanted to write down what we're voting on so I can, if anybody asks, I can tell them.
Well, how many times are you going to write it down and restate it? State your point of order, William.
Yeah, I repeat that I think since there's 2 different points here being voted on, that it should be divided and we have 2 votes.
I'm sorry, can you speak up? I didn't hear the last part.
We should have 2 votes since there's 2 items. If I want to vote
move
one way,
to divide.
Yeah, that's what I said, didn't I?
Okay, that's fine.
Yep.
So we'll take the last piece of this article in a second vote. Please vote on the article that's in front of us minus other agreed upon method of chance. Go ahead, Nancy.
Point of order.
Yes. State your point of order.
Since we went to a vote and we can't do amendments, doesn't that mean that we can't do, that we're at the voting process and a motion to divide is out of order? We're past the point where that could have been done?
No, I think I'm a rule that this motion to divide makes the vote more manageable and easier to take. So that's going to be my ruling, that we're going to vote on the last part in the second portion of this vote. So I'm going to rule that it's in order.
Carol for the stack.
Go ahead, Carol.
We're voting. So I came in later on in the meeting, and I was told, the vote has already, been done, and it's all over, and my vote couldn't be included, and now we're in the middle of a vote. Alan Beck had been called on. We were taking the vote, and in the middle of the vote, you know, Robert's Rules of Order, you cannot, like, take another motion in the middle of a vote. That's not Robert's Rules of Order, and I do challenge the chair on that.
Okay. No need to challenge the ruling of the chair, but if you want to, you're more than welcome to. I'm going to agree with you, Carol, and we're just going to vote on one motion as is to move on from this inertia that we are apparently in. Nancy, please take the roll on the whole matter.
Without the coin, right?
Right.
Nancy.
Thank you.
You. Come on, please, Nancy.
All right. How do you vote, Alan?
If I understand it correctly, I vote no.
No. Alan, no. Daniel Barkstrom?
Yes.
Daniel, yes. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Yes.
Yes. Vanessa, yes. Bill Crozier?
No.
Bill Crozier, no. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
William Heerwagen, yes. Wally James?
No.
Wally James, no. Lydia Ponce?
Yes.
Lydia, yes. Eileen Rosen?
No.
Eileen, no. James Egerton?
No.
James Egerton, no. Nancy, yes. Tom is not here. Michael White?
No.
Michael White, no. Lewis Wolf is not here. Carol Wolfley?
No.
Carol Wolfley, no. We have, yes. One.
You forgot Bill.
Let's see, Bill.
You didn't get Bill. You didn't get Bill.
I voted no.
I have,
oh, you
Bill
voted
has
no.
Voted
okay.
No. Okay.
All right.
Let me go to the yeses again. One, two, three, four, five.
5-7.
5, yes. And no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, no. And Chair, how would you like to vote?
I'll vote yes, to be on the record.
Chair votes yes. So 6 yes, 7 no. Motion fails.
Okay.
Move to adjourn.
Okay, motion. We have two matters left, but a motion to adjourn is always in order.
I'll just point out we started or supposed to start almost 2 hours ago.
Okay. All right, so a motion to adjourn is always takes precedent. We will take a vote. Nancy, please take the roll.
Alan?
To
adjourn? Okay. Alan Beek, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. Daniel Barkstrom? Daniel?
No, we still have work. I think we have work to do yet.
Daniel, no. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
No.
Vanessa Dixon-Briggs, no. William Crozier?
Yes.
William, yes. William Heerwagen?
No.
William Heerwagen, no. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally James, yes. Lydia Ponce?
No.
No. Lydia, no. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Eileen, yes. James Egerton?
Yes.
James, yes. Nancy Sabar and I tell you no. Tom is not here. Michael White?
Yeah.
Yes. Lewis Wolf, no. Carol Wolfley?
Yes.
Carol Wolfley, yes. 6. Yes, is that right? 1, 2. Is that what you got?
Yep.
3, 4, 5.
Yeah, I've got 6.
And five. No is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 no, and 1 abstention. Chair, how do you wish to vote?
What's the tally on the yeses?
6 yes, 5 no.
I vote no. So we will continue.
Failed. We will continue. Okay.
Let's go to the next article. Article 4, Section, what is that, 6? I know that one by heart. Okay. All right, Nancy, please read the article.
Okay.
Did somebody say chair?
Yeah, Eileen did. Can we set a time for no later? Can we set a time for no later than to adjourn?
Okay, so it's a quarter to 10, I think. When would you like to adjourn? Quarter to 10 on the East Coast.
I'd like to adjourn at 10, but no later than 10:30.
Okay, so that's a motion.
Okay.
Sunset to 10:30 Eastern, which will be 7:30 Pacific. Are there any objections to that? Okay. Go ahead, Nancy. Read the next article.
Yes, Carol objecting because it was our...
All right, Carol objects. Okay, thank you, Carol.
...that we were going to meet for 2 hours.
Okay, Carol. Thank you. Nancy, take the roll on the on the time certain of 10:30 Eastern.
Okay. Alan Beek, how do you vote? 10:30 Eastern adjournment? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Daniel Bartstrom?
Yes.
Daniel, yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
No. Vanessa, no. Bill Crozier?
yes.
Bill Crozier, yes. William Heerwagen? William, are you muted? Okay,
Nancy,
William,
come back to
William.
William
here.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. What are we voting on?
We're voting to adjourn at 10:30 Eastern or not. Yes or no?
Yes.
William votes yes. Wally James?
No.
Wally James, no. Leah Ponce?
Pass.
Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay, Eileen, yes. James Sagerton?
Yes.
James, yes. Echo. Nancy Sabarnadi-Tomi, no. Let's see, who's this? Michael White?
Yes.
Michael, yes. Louis Wolf is not here. Carol Wolfley?
Yes.
Carol Wolfley, yes. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got 8, Eileen?
I didn't follow this.
Okay.
No, I got 8.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, James. And I have
somebody needs to mute themselves. Please mute yourself.
We have an echo. I don't know why. And then one, was there an abstention or pass? Lydia passed. Okay, Lydia Ponce, how do you go?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Lydia, yes. So we have 9 yes and 2 no and no abstentions. So, Lawrence, how would you like to vote?
I won't vote on this one. My vote's not needed. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Nancy,
carry on. Okay.
Nancy, Secretary.
Okay.
Article 4, Section 6, Fair Campaign Provisions. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. I put a summary at the beginning, what I sent y'all today, and I took it in blue, the new part. And 1.1 is about Pacifica resources shall not be used for or against a candidate. In the bylaws, it says explicitly cannot use airtime for or against a candidate unequally. It has to be, you know, every candidate goes. However, sometimes mailboxes are used at the station, or an email list of staff is used, and this happened recently. And sometimes, what other thing? I can't remember. Anyway,
Nancy,
so
please
the word,
not motivate. Just read the proposed article, please.
Oh, you just want me to read the proposed thing?
Yeah,
okay.
And then we'll have discussion. But no discussion before reading the proposed article, please. Read the proposed article.
Okay, then I have to, because I put a reasoning at first. What is the reason or explanation? That's what I was saying.
No, read the proposed article and the suggested language changes as you read the proposed article. Yes.
All right. No foundation radio station management or staff, paid or unpaid, may use or permit the use of radio station airtime. And this is the proposed part, which is in blue with the underline, or Pacifica resources, such as station website, staff email list, staff station mailbox, but not limited to endorse, campaign, or recommend in favor of or against any candidate or for election as a listener-sponsored delegate or as a staff delegate candidate, nor may airtime be made available to some listener-sponsored delegate candidates, but not to others.
Okay. So that's what's on the floor. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections or any amendments to this?
James, I have a question.
State your question, James.
Could the maker of the or the motivator of the motion explain or fill out the item about use of mailboxes? What mailboxes are being referred to?
Go ahead, Nancy.
The staff have their own mailboxes at stations. I don't know the other stations, but at ours it does. And putting flyers in, vote for me, or vote for so-and-so. You know, this is a staff, this is a Pacifica resource, the mailbox. Just like an email, the staff email list was used. And these are all Pacifica resources. So one person in the election committee said, oh, it says bylaw says using the air, only the air, but not Pacifica resource, because this person thought that the air is just only the air on the bylaws, but I propose to use or Pacifica resources because that covers air time or a station's programmer's mailbox or email staff list.
Okay, so that's more global, Nancy. Okay, so that's what you're saying.
Point of inquiry?
State your point, Michael.
I'm wondering if the entire amendment was read, because, and I admit that I'm confused, but I thought that based on what I was looking at, what I thought I was sent, and there's a lot more to this that goes into requiring candidates to attend board meetings in order to be candidates.
We're on number one now.
Time frame for them to attend.
Yeah,
I know, but I thought the whole thing is.
Come on, Nancy. Please wait to be recognized. Michael has the floor. Hey, Michael.
So I thought the way it was sent to us, it's a one long, multifaceted amendment, and then it seemed like Nancy just read part of it rather than the way it was presented. So I'm really confused about where it starts and stops.
Okay, I got you, Michael. Let me see if I could steer the ship here. Nancy, please read the article as it is stated, the entirety of the article.
You mean the current bylaws or the proposed?
The proposed bylaw.
Okay, thank you. All right. No foundation radio. Do I have to read that part again, or you want me to go on?
Yeah, please just read it. Just read it for Michael's edification.
Okay. No foundation radio station management or staff, paid or unpaid, may use or permit the use of radio station airtime or Pacifica resources, such as station website, staff email list, staff station mailbox, but not limited to endorse, campaign, or recommend in favor of or against any candidates for election as a listener-sponsored delegate or as a staff delegate candidate, and nor may airtime be made available to some listener-sponsored delegate candidates, but not to others. 1.2 is the next one. No ballots shall be sent to the memberships until all listener-sponsored delegate candidate cards have completed airing in a fair... an equal rotation of prime. Somebody mute, please. Prime day.
Somebody please mute. And Nancy has a floor. Go ahead, Nancy.
And night times, and during at least 18 days of airing, and of candidates have been accommodated to participate in at least one form, and all candidates' forms, cards, and written statements have been posted for at least 18 days. Additional forms and debates may proceed. The next one, called 1.3, all listener-sponsored delegate candidates shall be given equal opportunity for equal airtime and shall be required to have at least one live on-the-air broadcast candidate form or debate with no more than six candidates in one form, with live on-the-air call-ins and, if not, sent-in questions, and shall be required to be provided production of only 1 minute uncensored candidate statement card, which shall be aired in a fair and equal rotation of prime day, afternoon, evening, and early morning. And both forms and candidate cards and required written statements are to be posted on the station's homepage with the candidates' names and with a direct link to that candidate's card and that candidate's form. Also, 1.3, staff delegate candidates shall also be given equal opportunity and required to participate in at least one staff delegate candidate forum with questions and answer periods, and only 1 minute recorded uncensored candidate statement, both to be posted on the station's website with a direct link from the staff delegate candidate's name to the posted forms and recorded and required written statements. All delegate candidates shall have a second candidate statement card or different content only if all candidates of a class shall also have a second candidate card of different content. A lack of a candidate card, a lack of participation in at least one candidate forum, and a lack of a required written statement constitutes disqualification of that delegate candidate. 1.4. I think I have a typo there. A constitutes should be this constitute. Okay, 1.4. All delegate candidates from the nomination period to the first LSB meeting, usually December, are required to attend at least two LSB meetings with attendance recorded and leaving the meeting recorded. And if leaving early, a candidate can attend a third meeting and the time missed can be achieved on the third meeting. And at least two LSB committees, finance, personnel, programming, outreach, development, fundraising, or governance. It's just attending two LSBs or two LSB committees. Number 1.5, delegate candidates shall be aware that all delegates are expected to attend all LSB meetings but shall be removed if absent five meetings within a year or the equivalent in percentages of meetings missed. There shall be only presence or absence recorded on roll call, and the number of absences, such as one, first, or second, et cetera, are recorded in the minutes. There are no excused or unexcused absences. I put a note here. If we pass this, then it will affect another rule in the bylaw that says after three consecutive unexcused absences, there will no longer be unexcused absences. So just simply absent or present shall be recorded. And the LSB shall be removed after three consecutive absences. 1.6, delegate candidate card schedule decided fairly by the NES and LES shall be posted on the elections.pacifica.org and a link posted on the station's homepage at least a week before cards start, before cards air. Station's airing of cards shall be in an automated system rather than manually aired if financially feasible. 1.7, station management shall be responsible to post at the top of the station's website homepage the candidates' names with links to their individual recorded statements, their written statements, and candidates' names and dates with a corresponding links to forums and debates, and the candidates' card airing schedule, all on elections.pacifica.org. 1.8, station's management shall be responsible to assist in the production of candidate cards and forms, if requested by the NES, LESs, or requested by the candidate upon the failure of assistance by the NES or LES. Obstruction of failure of management to assist the election process as judged by the NES or LES shall result in probation until the election is finished and trigger a LSB investigation report of management to the IED as soon as possible. And if malfeasance was found, a full evaluation shall be sent to the IED. A LSB minority report is always welcome, but required if there is no voted report or evaluation, and if there is not a unanimous decision on the election investigation, investigative report, and or on the annual or shorter period of time evaluation of management, GM or PD. 1.9, the black and white part is the original. So only the blue part is new. The board of directors may not, nor may any LSB, nor any committee of the board or of an LSB as a body endorse any candidates for election as a delegate. This is the new part, on the air. Any such violation by LSB shall be investigated by the LSB, and if found guilty, penalized with the loss of voting rights for 6 months. However, an individual director, and this is the old bylaws, an individual director or delegate who is a member in good standing may endorse or nominate candidates in his or her individual capacity. In the event of any violation of these provisions for fair campaigning, the local station, the local election supervisor and the national election supervisor shall determine in good faith at their sole discretion an appropriate remedy up to and including disqualification of the candidate and or suspension of the air, from the air of the offending staff persons, paid or unpaid, for the remaining of the elections period. All candidates and staff members, paid and unpaid, shall sign a statement certifying that they have read and understood these fair campaign provisions. Okay, and the last one, which is new, Pacifica.org shall remain archived on Pacifica.org, except complaints which shall be reported by the NES to the ED, who shall share with the Elections Committee or PNB at the discretion of the ED.
Okay. Thank you. That's a plate full of food then to digest.
Motion to postpone.
Excuse me?
Motion to postpone.
You want to postpone this article? Is that what you're saying?
We have to conduct the business that we can conduct before 10:30 Eastern Time. And this is a huge amount, and including, you know, I heard Nancy saying this is new. I'm not even sure, you know, as of when it was new, but it seems to me that it's stuff that I haven't looked at, but she's announcing that just got added into the mix at some time. Maybe she can tell us when it was added in, but you know, to deal with this, and then even to then read the restated version. Most of it, by the way, I think is inappropriate for the bylaws, but that would be dealing with the issue. And I think there's some shorter amendments that maybe we could effectively deal with if we postponed this and proceeded to them.
Okay, so Michael, from what I'm extrapolating from your suggestion, from your narrative, is that you want to postpone this particular article. When do you want to postpone it to, and then you want to take care the other short articles? Is that what you're saying?
Let's postpone it to our next regular meeting.
Okay.
Hold
on, Nancy. The motion is in order. To postpone is always in order. And Michael's motion to postpone this article to our next regularly scheduled meeting. So I will take some discussion on that. And go ahead, Nancy, you requested the floor.
This is very important.
Hold on, Nancy. Because you just had the floor for a minute there. I heard Vanessa. So I'm going to go to Vanessa, who hasn't spoken much. Go ahead, Vanessa.
No, it'll be very quick. I basically agree with the speaker before me. We don't have it. It's a lot. And I don't think we have time to give it justice. That's
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, Michael is right. What I sent, was it Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday was a different one. And so I did not put the reasoning or the explanation on Wednesday. I just sent it, my amendments, but I didn't put the reasoning. So on this one today, I put all the reasonings, and I made another draft. And but the main points are, do we allow people to, you know, use resources of
point of order?
State your point of order. Hold on, Nancy.
Yeah, there's a motion on the floor to postpone. Not
right,
to hear this explanation.
So, hold on, Nancy. The only thing you could address is the motion to postpone.
All right.
You cannot relitigate your proposal.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, these are real serious things, and time is running out short, and we had a lot of trouble with this election.
Okay, so where do you stand on postponing?
Get something done. I mean, we still have minutes or so?
We got it. Thank you. So you're against postponing. Anyone else wants to speak on this motion to postpone? Okay, I'm gonna submit an amendment to this motion to postpone. I'd like to postpone this motion to a day certain of November the 10th, which is a Wednesday. I don't think we could wait to the next scheduled meeting, which is the fourth Wednesday of the month, which will be just before Thanksgiving. So that's my amendment, that we postpone to November the 10th, and that we schedule a meeting to meet November 10th to address this particular article, which will give us more time to digest the information. So that's my amendment. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Carol.
Was that Carol?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Carol.
Carol, Jack, okay. Yeah, I guess as far as I know, the voting is over and quorum has been reached at all stations. And my understanding...
Carol,
so
I'm sorry.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but
if you could address the postponement and the amendment to postpone to November the 10th. That's what's on the floor.
Nancy, I have a question for
Carol has the floor. Go ahead, Carol.
I have a question for you, Lawrence, as a member of the National Election Committee, because I'm hearing, you know, I want to understand the Election Committee. As far as I know, the election is over. The question right now is, you know, are the vendors going to be paid? So, and based on if the vendors are or are not paid, whether or not the results will be released. I don't see any urgency. I would like to understand what is happening with the election that makes this motion at this time have any urgency, because we're not in an election right now.
Okay, Carol. The point is well taken, but it's not in order.
Michael,
this is not the Elections Committee, and this is not what we're discussing. Is my amendment to postpone to November the 10th. That's what's on the floor.
Back, please.
I will try to answer those questions at another time, but that's not what's on the floor. I got Michael and then James. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, just very quickly, November 10th will be a WBAI LSD meeting, and I think several of the other LSDs meet at the same time.
PFW.
Okay. And PFW as well, you guys meet at the same day. James, is that what you wanted to remind us of as well?
Yes, it is. KPFT as well.
Okay.
KPFK Finance Committee. That's earlier.
Yeah, that's right. That's me. Okay. So I will amend I will amend it to November the 9th. At a time certain. Hold on. I think I had Nancy, and does anybody else want the floor?
Finance Committee, Lawrence, November 9th.
Okay. Is somebody looking at KPFTX?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. What days are open, James?
I see Sunday, November 7th, Saturday, November 6th, Friday, November 5th.
So I could do the 7th. I will have to call in from Puerto Rico, but I will have my computer, so I could do November 6th. That does give us the 7 days to notice the meeting. So I think the work that has to be done by this committee in regards to the bylaws, I think is our responsibility to vet and address these amendments, these articles, as to the best of our ability. And I think not to do that is not appropriate. So I will.
Enough of this time.
Hold on. I think I heard Vanessa, and then did somebody else say something?
Yes, Nancy.
Okay. Okay.
Here,
what time you said, down. Nancy?
About the date. I checked at 2018 December when the first meeting of the new board, because we have to do this 30 days after. I mean, if
right,
we do the notice date, we have 30 days. Okay, so.
Right, we got that. We got that, Nancy.
Yeah, the earliest that a board met, I think it was KPFK, but I'm not sure, was December 12th. So we have to do, if we're going to vote on a bylaw amendment, we have to do it before the 12th, because on the 12th or after the 12th, that means those board members.
Okay, Nancy, I got that. Thank you. Vanessa.
So we couldn't wait too long.
Okay, that's why I'm feeling good about November 6th. 7th, I think, James said.
Okay,
Vanessa, so you have the floor.
My only concern is, and I agree with the urgency, but Saturdays are like everything day. It's, you know, for me, like an accident waiting to happen to try to schedule something on a Saturday. So if a Sunday is open, that's my personal preference rather than a Saturday.
I think that's what James. I think that's what James suggested was Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
I just said Friday the 5th, Saturday the 6th, and Sunday the 7th are open, except that on Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, there's the National Programming Committee.
Okay. William
put us back.
Okay, hold on. I haven't heard from William in a while. I'm going to go to William. But I like the idea of November the 7th because that's a Sunday. And, you know, I have dinner with my son every Friday, and I'm not doing that tonight. So anyway, so I'm not trying to put any guilt on you. Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I'm not sure any of this makes any sense. If the notice date is November 1, I believe, so it would all be too late.
Well, the notice date is November 1, but the closing date is the end of November. So I think that still gives us time.
No, Chair.
Go ahead, Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy.
All the changes required.
Go ahead, William. Finish.
I'm sorry. All the notices are supposed to be posted and everything by then.
By the 1st, right?
Well, yeah. The notice date is the deadline for submitting bylaw amendments.
Right. From what I understand, I mean, the proposal that we have in front of the PMB that's going to be taken up on Sunday is to reset the notice date beginning on November the 1st, ending at the end of November. So,
Oh, then it's too late for us to propose anything. unless we can do it like this weekend. The six directors would have to do it. I mean, we just give them what we have and let them, wow, paddle fast. I thought it was going to be like a little bit later. If the notice date is the, well, never mind. It's like very little time. Because you have to wait 30 days after the notice date to be announcing on the air, and then you can vote. So if it's not November 1, then we have nothing ready yet, and it'll be up to directors to work over the weekend. And so, then the next voting will be the November 30th.
So we have four directors on this call right now, Vanessa, myself, James, and Lydia. Let's say that when we have the special meeting on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
that we work out something with the chair and the PMB to see if we could meet those deadlines and have the opportunity for members and other SPs to submit bylaw amendments to the articles. So what I would like to ask is if we meet on the 6th or the 7th, which I'm more amicable to the 7th, we still haven't made a decision as to when to set the date because it has not, you know, we haven't met yet. So that's, I like to ask for the wisdom of the committee to see if there's a date that we could request on Sunday that will allow us the time to, you know, to submit amendments. I don't know if I'm making sense of anything. That's why I'm asking for the wisdom of the committee. Does anybody understand what I just said?
Not really.
Shame.
No,
I'm not really clear that I did understand what you said, but I wanted to say something just to add to that. And that is, you know, I am always open for constructive amendments that will improve the situation, but I don't know what's gone wrong with this particular process, but I don't know, since the beginning we've had a bylaws revision subcommittee. First it was a subcommittee, then it was a task force, and we've had difficulty meeting and setting meeting dates and setting meetings and canceling meetings. This process just doesn't seem to be working well. And as you notice, I've been voting against most of these items throughout this meeting. And it's not because I don't think there's a kernel of an idea in some of these proposals. It's just that I don't find them very well framed and they're confusing. And so I would suggest if we're going to do this, that somebody assist in the creation of these bylaws amendments so that they're clear and that they're addressing a real need and that they are specific, and actually I would suggest separating most of them into much smaller pieces. When you have all these things in one amendment, it's so easy for it to fail because somebody's going to find something wrong with 10 items. So if you break it down into individual items, we can discuss it and analyze it effectively and see how it will affect other parts of the bylaws and, you know, proceed in a more orderly fashion.
Okay. That's an idea. But we still need to try to come up with something that we could propose to the PMB on Sunday in regards to the reset, right? And then we could also work on what you just suggested, James, which I think is a very cogent idea. Did somebody just request a stack?
Carol for the stack.
Go ahead, Carol.
So I'm really confused because there was a motion on the floor to postpone, and
right.
Now it seems like there's another motion, something about the meeting on Sunday for the PNB? And
no, that was just me throwing that in, because if there's an agreement to reset the timeline from November the 1st, then that doesn't allow time for amendments to be vetted and to be proposed. So what I'm asking the committee, somewhat out of turn from the motion to meet again, is to be given an additional date where we could reset the timeline, where there's going to be some opportunity for people to submit amendments. And I'm sorry about that, Carol. You make a good point.
I wasn't quite finished. Could I finish?
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's also a need to do the research in relation to what James was just saying, because, like, for instance, there's all this talk about, in one of the motions, about access to resources, but when I look at, like, rule number 4 of the fair campaign provisions in the last election on KPF, on Pacifica.org, rule number 4 says no station resources, including but not limited to staff, services, equipment, and meeting space, may be provided unequally to some candidates but not others. So it's puzzling to me that people are kind of like making up stuff and creating a lot of punitive, detailed regulations without actually looking at what is in place and how to work with what is in place. I think that one of the problems with our current bylaws is that they're an entanglement of
5 minutes left.
Regulations that are contradictory. So I think we need to take our time, and I speak against the move to schedule before our next regularly scheduled meeting. I don't see a rush on this. There is no election in place right now.
I know. Thank you, Carol. But the good thing about proposals is that being a deliberative body, this committee is, we do have a chance to vet and to discuss and then up and down vote whether it's going to be accepted. And I agree that that this should be broken down to more edible pieces, right? So I get that. But I think my concern is that it's not so much, I know the election's over, but the bylaws amendment timeline is going to be reset on Sunday. So that's why I'm asking for some dates that we could propose to the PNB to reset the timeline, and where there'll be ample opportunity for LSBs and members to submit amendments. So we only have 4 minutes left of this meeting. So, but I would, what I would like, and it's at the pleasure of the committee to decide, what I would like is that we schedule a meeting for November the 7th, and if this committee could come up with a suggested reset date, that would be very helpful for me to present to the PNB on Sunday at the special meeting.
Mark, may I be recognized for a question?
Go ahead. Is that James?
Yes.
Go ahead, James.
I did hear somebody else. If they were before me, they can go ahead.
Let's go.
Go ahead, James.
Okay, yeah. I'm perhaps exposing my ignorance about the bylaws timeline and how things work, but is there some felt need to do this prior to the new board being seated? Is it not kind of late in the year to be trying to do this?
No, James, because in the bylaws is the current delegates that get the vote, the current PNB directors and the current delegates of the other SPs that gets to vote on in this particular LSV year on on the amendments. It's not the new board.
Well, that's so. That was my question. I mean,
is there some reason we want to do it for this year, even though it's quite late, rather than just wait till next year? Is there some reason for that?
As you know, some members, including the chair of the PNB, has submitted 4 bylaw amendments. The problem is that the requisite announcements have not been made throughout the network that there is a bylaws period open. So that's what I'm trying to correct.
I see. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Did somebody else yell before?
Yes, Michael White to the stack.
Go ahead, Michael. And then we're going to make a decision, hopefully. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that, and I tried to interject this earlier, but we sort of veered off into other conversation. November 7th, I have to be the Zoom administrator and master of ceremonies for my mother's birthday. So I really don't see doing both at the same time.
That trumps everything.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that trumps everything, too.
How old is Michael again? How old is she, Michael?
We'll miss him.
She's going to be 94.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's great.
I hope
okay,
you got her jeans.
Yeah, I hope so. My mom lasted, she transitioned when she was 93. So I hope I have some semblance of some of her genes once I get out of this concrete jungle. Anyway, so in regards to setting a day for another meeting, so November the 7th is out because I think
about,
Michael. Go ahead, Nancy.
How about November 5th, then that means we can, the earliest time we can vote would be December 6th, has to be 30 days, and that gives 6 days for all 5 boards to and the PNB to vote on it.
Right, and we could always schedule special delegate meetings. So what day are you suggesting, Nancy, to meet? And the reset will be November the 12th, you said?
No, I mean for the notice day, for setting, you're going to vote soon about the, was it day after tomorrow for the new notice date. If you put it on December 5th, the notice date, then we could work on December 5th and turn something in before midnight. Or we might, if you put it on the notice date on the 6th, well, we could still work on the 5th and then give hand something in before the midnight of 6th. Then you have at least like 5 days to vote before you have gone into keeping old people in beyond their 3-year term. And because December 12th, we have to have one. I forgot which board it is. They had a meeting in 2018 on December 12th. That was the earliest one. All the other stations were later.
But what I'm trying to get, Nancy, is a reset date.
Yeah. So
and I think that's too short. I think that's too short of a window.
A point
well, we don't
of
have much time.
Order. We are at 7:32 Pacific time, and we agreed to adjourn at 7:30.
Okay, that's correct. Carol, if you could just bear with me, I'll try to dispense with this in 2 minutes, please. Please give me a reset date and a meeting date.
November 5th? A notice date, you mean? November 5th?
Right.
Or
okay.
That means we have to email it to them by midnight, November 5th or November 6th. And then you've got 6 days to vote all the 5 boards, and or later if you want to do the 7th, then we have to work real hard and meet on the 7th. Michael will be at a birthday party, but programming committee
okay,
will end at 3
all right, okay,
Eastern.
All right, I don't want to keep people longer than we agree to. So why don't we?
Thank you.
Why don't we meet? Why don't we notice a meeting for the 7th, and
okay.
then we'll set a
What time?
We'll reset the day. Let's do it.
Programming finishes around 3 at the earliest.
Pacific or Eastern?
Eastern.
Okay, so let's do 5. Let's do 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern.
Oh, no.
No?
Really?
On what day?
That's a Sunday, the December, November 7th.
The same date as the birthday? The mom's birthday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or yeah, the 5th.
We're really on a tight deadline. So
I withdraw my objection to Saturday. I don't want to do anything to interfere with the Sunday event.
Okay, thank you, Vanessa. So let's set a meeting for Saturday, November 6th. What time, Vanessa? Works for you?
Whatever time works for everybody. There's no convenient time, so whatever works for everybody else.
Okay, so let's say 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock Pacific, which will be 8 o'clock Eastern.
Well, I have a meeting on Saturday night, the 6th.
Carol, point of order. I need to go.
Sorry, Carol.
We voted on it, and I challenged the chair overriding the time of the meeting. We voted nine people. This is not fair, and people go on and on about their schedules.
Okay,
so I move to adjourn.
Okay, Saturday the 6th and afternoon, James, Michael, Vanessa.
Just set it for 3 p.m. Pacific time. I'm a respect Carol, and we are. I'm gonna move to adjourn.
Okay, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Eastern then on Saturday. Is that okay, Vanessa?
Okay.
James,
I thought you just said 6.
It would be 6.
He said 3 p.m. Western time.
Pacific. That's 6 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, then it's 6 p.m.
Eastern.
6 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, just set the meeting, please. We are adjourned.